Hi there, this is David Sampson, clinical hypnotherapist calling from London. Today, I'm going to give you 10 top tips to help you sleep better. Number one. Now, I know it's obvious, but the most important thing is that your bedroom should be set up to give you the best possible environment for a peaceful and quality night's sleep. Neither hot nor cold, minimal light and noise, etc. A quality mattress that is suitable for you is very important. Number two, try and set yourself a regular sleep time. Go to bed and get up at approximately the same time every day, including weekends. Sorry about that. This will program your body to adopt a good sleeping pattern. Number three, regular exercise will really help you to sleep better. But only moderate exercise, please. Running a marathon before you go to bed will have the opposite effect. Number four, so now the standard stuff, coffee, Red Bull and Coca-Cola. You've heard it a million times before, but please avoid. These are heavily laden with caffeine and some with sugar, and this will keep you wired and unable to sleep. How about a good old-fashioned warm drink with milk at bedtime? Number five, alcohol. Yep, alcohol. A few glasses will probably help you to get to sleep initially, but after a few hours, you're going to be wide awake and probably won't be able to get back to sleep again. Number six, quit the cigarettes. As we all know, nicotine contains a stimulant, which means that if you smoke, it will take you longer to fall asleep, and your sleep is likely to be disrupted. Number seven, relaxing before bedtime will really help. Listening to some chilled out music, but not Metallica, of course. Maybe listen to a relaxation download. Daytime naps can be very pleasant, but they don't make up for lack of nighttime sleep, and they can interfere with the development of good sleeping patterns. Number nine, a glass of water just before bedtime will help keep you hydrated throughout the night. Early waking is sometimes caused by dehydration rather than something else. And no, it doesn't mean that you'll have to get up in the night more times to go for a pee. And finally, the golden rule. Bed is for the two S's. That's sleep and sex. Not iPads, phones, video games, etc. Sleep well, everybody. Speak to you soon.